New polls show former Utah Governor John Huntsman the only candidate in the crowded GOP presidential candidate field who's not had a surge, finally having one in New Hampshire just ahead of tomorrow's primary. We picked up that pro-Huntsman sentiment before today's polls in a very unscientific tour through New Hampshire's diners and sports bars last night. Here's what one voter told us at the Red Arrow in Manchester.
Excuse me. Did you watch the debates this weekend?
Yes, I did. Going into the debates, I've been supporting Romney the whole time. After the debates, I thought John Huntsman did a very good job. When Mitt Romney attacked him because he was promoting a liberal government when he was working for Obama, John Huntsman retaliated and said, "I'm not promoting a liberal government, I'm just supporting my country."
I think in that same exchange he said, "That's why my two sons are serving right now in
exactly,
the military."
Exactly, yeah.
That Quinnipiac College student was referring to the exchange between John Huntsman, President Obama's former ambassador to China, and Mitt Romney on Sunday morning's NBC Facebook debate, moderated by David Gregory. This clip starts with Romney.
I think the decision to go and work for President Obama is one which you took. I don't disrespect your decision to do that. I just think it's most likely that the person who should represent our party running against President Obama is not someone who called him a remarkable leader and went to be his ambassador in China.
This nation is divided, David, because of attitudes like that.
Big applause line. Let's check in New Hampshire with James Pindle, political director for WMUR-TV in Manchester. James, I heard that from a lot of people last night, that moment in the debate seemed to sway them.
Look, there's no question. That was probably John Huntsman's finest moment in the 873 debates we've had all year. The question is whether or not it's too late. Yeah. He's now making an ad. Out of that remark, you know, he's going to make a final push towards independent voters who are still making up their minds.
Right, and there's a lot of them. We're going to talk about that. But a poll from the American Research Group puts Huntsman in second place behind Mitt Romney. A couple also show him surging. But the question seems to be, he poured all his resources. He skipped Iowa, poured everything into New Hampshire. Now the question seems to be whether or not his father, one of the wealthiest men in the world, will help him go on to South Carolina. So we'll keep an eye on that. But tell us about this undecided. I've met, you know, person after person telling me, yeah, when is it, Tuesday? I haven't decided yet.
Right. I mean, we officially, if you ask them who they're going to vote for in terms of our latest polling, which came out last night, WMUR, University of New Hampshire poll, you know, 8% say they don't know. But when you actually drill down and say, okay, seriously, have you definitely made up your mind? Are you leaning one way? Are you really just kind of giving a name? You don't know. 56%. And we stopped polling yesterday at 6 o'clock at night. 56% are still making up their minds, which is classic New Hampshire. So the one predictable thing about this state is the unpredictable nature of the electorate, particularly when it comes to the presidential primary. I don't need to remind you that 4 years ago we were all talking about how Hillary Clinton was done and over, and she surprisingly won here.
Yeah, after shedding some tears, we remember that moment that turned people around. And so candidates are right to think that maybe there will be a moment.
Look, in terms of John Huntsman, okay, if you actually look through the polling data, I've not been impressed. He's never been able to come up. He's never had his rise. A lot of it was hype and buzz that media types bought into. But as we reset the table, we've had two debates over the weekend, including one we co-sponsored, and you look at it, and you say, okay, well, if the field is basically Romney at 41, Ron Paul in second place at 17, Santorum and Huntsman basically at third with 11, and Newt Gingrich at 8, John Huntsman is the only one who has potential to have a breakout night. Everyone else seems to be pretty stuck.
Yeah.
He could have a double-digit increase. He seems to be gaining a lot here, and there's a lot of buzz around him. And with those 56% that are still making up their minds, they tend to be independent voters. That is the wheelhouse for John Huntsman.
Right. We're going to hear from some more of them later in the program. But that's very important this year because this is a proportional primary. It's not winner take all. So, you know, they get a proportion of the delegates as they move on from New Hampshire. But to the other candidates, you've got Newt Gingrich. There's a new campaign documentary that's bankrolled by his supporters in a PAC. He mentioned it in the debates over the weekend, seeming to say to Mitt Romney, well, if gloves are off, then, you know, my people are going to have this documentary. The trailer out today blasts Romney as a predatory corporate raider and a scavenger who destroyed companies and livelihoods. Let's listen.
A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney, more ruthless than Wall Street, For tens of thousands of Americans, the suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town.
James Pindle of WMUR there in Manchester. Mitt Romney's been in town there for years campaigning. Do you think this is going to hurt?
No. This is way too late. I'm more and more shocked that we have not been discussing Bain Capital. We have not been discussing Mitt Romney throughout the course of this campaign. I think we even saw a report from the Boston Globe earlier in the year how Bain hired all these fancy PR folks because they just assumed that the company was going to be raked through the coals, and they weren't. Attacks like this in a state like this where we know him, it's not going to have any impact. Now, going forward, South Carolina, maybe.
And we should say Mitt Romney has said that Bain Capital, the venture capital firm that he is so closely associated with, sometimes companies couldn't be saved and they had to be taken apart. But sometimes, you know, that their goal was to save companies. He's, you know, addressed this. James Pindle, just what's it like on the ground there? One other thing we heard yesterday from voters, it's the thing we've been hearing all along. This is a very different primary season. They feel they didn't meet a lot of the candidates till the very end, or they got to like a candidate, but he or she never made it to New Hampshire. It feels like a different year.
It is a different year. It feels, just in general, like it should be colder. There should be snow or a blizzard. This is the New Hampshire primary, and it's kind of nice, as you know, here. But these candidates really have not put in the retail time until very late in the game. And a big reason for that is, one, these candidates did not even know they're running until basically this year. Obviously, Mitt Romney did. And second, there's just so much money you have to raise now to even be considered a legit candidate.
Yeah. And one last question. Mitt Romney, it's expected that he'll keep a lead. The question is how much Huntsman, Gingrich, Ron Paul, not as much Rick Perry, can cut away at that lead. But are you also looking to see, you know, how many votes he does get? Much is being made of the fact that he didn't get that many more votes in Iowa than he did in 2008.
We're going to talk about that. But I think logistically, going forward, if we continue to have four other candidates on the ballot in these different states competing, then Mitt Romney can continue to win with 30-some or 40-some percent, and he will walk away with the nomination. Iowa and New Hampshire don't pick presidents. What they do is they winnow the field. But after Iowa, only one candidate dropped out, and we have the Mitt Romney and a bunch of anti-Mitt Romneys splitting up the anti-Mitt Romney pie. Mitt Romney's the nominee.
James Pindle, political director for WMUR-TV in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
Thank you.